welcome to Talk is Jericho. It's the pod of thunder and rock and roll. And before we get into Band, the Money in the Bank preview that WWE does not want you to hear with me and the returning Jack Slade, let me welcome someone who's never banned from Talk is Jericho. Always welcome, always bearing gifts of great jokes, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Duff McKagan, and the Duff McKagan Joke of the Week.
Hey, Chris Jericho, Duff McKagan calling you. I just got back from London, and where I heard about this duck. He walked into a bar, and he said, "You got any bread?" Bartender says, "No." Duck repeats, "You got any bread?" Bartender says, "No." "You got any bread?" "No." "You got any bread?" "No." "You got any bread?" The bartender says, "Listen, if you ask me about any bread one more time, I'm going to nail your beak to the bar." Duck says, "You got any nails?" Bartender says, "No." "You got any bread?" Thank you very much.
I actually really like that one. "You got any bread? You got any bread? If you don't stop that, I'll put a nail in your beak. Got any nails? No? Got any bread?" I like that one. Another Duff McKagan original classic right here on Talk is Jericho. Thanks to Duff for getting our weekend going. He will be here very soon, maybe even as early as next week, to join us on Talk is Jericho to talk about his new solo record. But in the meantime and in between time, we're here to talk about the Money in the Bank pay-per-view that happens on Sunday. And this is Banned, the Money in the Bank preview that WWE does not want you to hear, starting now on Talk is Jericho. So after I was banned from the WWE a couple months ago, last month, whatever it was, Jack Slade and I did the WrestleMania preview, which the WWE did not want people to hear, Jack.
That's right, yeah. I have now been banned from attending shows. Which is not WWE shows, just shows in general.
Just all shows in general, which is why you're not actually as we speak. I think the WWE is actually filming SmackDown in London right now.
That's right. Yeah, they are. I think O2 Arena. So I'm not there.
But you did have tickets, and they actually sent a WWE ninja to come take your tickets away. Or is that kind of what went down? Or
yeah, pretty much. It was more instead of a ninja, it was just kind of a man in a suit, really.
Like was it Harvey Whippleman or something?
Well, no, because that's apparently who I am. So my doppelganger just showed up.
Who are the guys that people say you look like again?
Yeah, Whippleman, Neville or Park, which I don't get because we look nothing alike. Who else was it?
There was one other one. I can't remember who the other one was.
Oh, Bill Alfonso.
That's a good one. Yeah. Bill Alfonso is probably the best one because you actually have similar physiques as Bill Alfonso.
That's right. Yeah. Just not quite the same age or anything, but yeah.
Well, and of course, I'm not a meth head either. If I'm allowed.
Oh, well, no. Well, I mean, I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out when you get banned from Bill Alfonso shows.
Banned from any future ECW reunion shows.
Yeah.
Oh, did you just did you just take a sip of something there, Jack?
I do. It's nothing too heavy, but I've got a wonderful cerveza in my hand. Okay. So
that's cool. Yeah. That's good. As long as you have something. Remember last time you had some kind of ash flavored mezcal or something that you had, or some kind of.
Oh God! Yeah. What were you horrible drinking? Tequila.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, I have a yeah boy with a fine dollop of cranberry juice because now that we're officially banned, we have to be a little bit more responsible. So we're actually taping this earlier. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon here, which is about 8 o'clock in England.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, even though we're taking precautions with that, we still haven't done any research, or at least I haven't. I don't know about
Zero.
You.
Zero. No. Like I said, and this knowing the way that the WWE is, they might have changed the entire card on SmackDown as we speak. Because, like I said, we always try and do this on a Tuesday, which is after Raw, because then SmackDown is on, but nothing really important ever happens on SmackDown anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so like I said, our WrestleMania preview that the WWE does not want you to hear did a great number. So I think we're going to try again as we talk about Money in the Bank 2019, which takes place this Sunday. Do you know where it takes place?
Is it in Hartford, Connecticut?
Oh, you have done some research then.
Well, just as we speak, yeah, I've got I've done a slight bit of Wikipedia searching.
That's the thing. We're both on the same Wikipedia page, which gives us all the information. Looking at the poster right now, which looks pretty cool. Becky Two Belts.
That's right.
In a throne on the poster, which looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Actually, there is a pretty cool post.
She is funny because for years in the WWE, here's a secret WWE expose, shall we say. You weren't allowed to say the word belt.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So have they just allowed it now for Miss Lynch to be able to call herself that?
I guess for merchandising purposes or whatever, but it was not a belt. It was a title or a championship belt. You could not say the words belt in any way, shape, or form, because in the words of Vince McMahon, a belt is something you buy at JCPenney's to hold your pants up.
So wait, you could say championship belt, but you just couldn't say belt.
Right. You couldn't, and don't ever say strap. If it was Becky's two straps, not going to happen.
What about like a strap match?
You would have to call it a universal tethering match, a universal tethering apparatus match, I think is what they wanted us to call it.
Yeah, that's the technical term, isn't it? Yeah.
Do you have a JCPenney's in England?
We do not, because I'm not too familiar with what is it. Just a department store?
Yeah, it's a department store.
No, so we don't have them by name, but we do have department stores of kinds. You know, they don't sell anything good, just departments.
They actually sell departments, do they?
yeah. It's just in case you need one.
If you're looking to buy like a complaint department, you can buy
plenty
one there.
Of those. Yeah, you plenty of those with, you know, just middle-aged English women that are just, you know, they want to speak to the manager all the time.
Just constantly. What kind of department stores do you have in England that you might want to go to buy a belt that holds up your pants?
I mean, I think the most English would be Debenhams. I would say that's a pretty good bet for a department store. I'm trying to think what else now. John Lewis, that's another very very posh upmarket department store.
What about Harrods? Is that one?
Oh yeah, well, yeah. I mean that's the epitome of it. That's exactly where you want to go if you want to buy departments and just very expensive posh food and snacks.
Oh, posh! What would be a posh snack?
Oh, like caviar or something, I guess. You know, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. It's full on over there. You can spend hours in that place
looking at all the different flavors of caviar.
That's right. Yeah.
There used to be a popcorn place here in the States that you could go get like blueberry popcorn and grape popcorn and like, you know, seaweed flavored popcorn or something.
Seaweed popcorn?
I don't know. I probably made that one up. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
But at Harrods, you can find chocolate caviar, cherry flavored caviar.
Did we talk about caviar in the last one as well? Or was that?
I don't know. I mean,
was it something else? Was that maybe in another one?
You're from England, so everybody in England talks and eats caviar, obviously, right?
That's true. Yeah, we all have a monocle, and we all eat a lot of caviar.
You all look like the guy from the Monopoly game.
Yeah. There's big waxed mustaches. Yeah,
and that's also a great thing too. A mustache. That's my favorite pronunciation of the word mustache. I just want to tell you.
Yep.
That. We're talking about the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. Quick little trivia for you. You know who invented the Money in the Bank match?
Yeah, you know, is it you?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Why don't you take over the interviewer position and ask me about it, Jack?
So how did you come up with this, Christopher?
Okay, so WrestleMania 2005, which I believe was in LA, I think, something like this. There was a group of guys going into WrestleMania, all high profile, kind of former world champion type guys that did not have a match for WrestleMania. And it was such talents as Edge and Chris Benoit and Kane, myself, maybe RVD. I'm not sure. Something like that. There's a bunch of guys. Shelton Benjamin was one of the cats that was in that. And nobody had a program or a match. So they were trying to think of something for everybody to do. And they are coming up with all these dumb ideas. Like one of the ideas was for me and Benoit and Edge to have a, what's that I'm looking for? Like a three-way submission match. And I said, well, that's super boring. Like a three-way submission match, the only way you can win is with a submission, blah, blah, blah. It'd be kind of boring. So I came up with the idea to do a match, like a ladder match, a six-way ladder match. And Brian Gewirtz, who was a good writer at the time, said, well, what's at stake? And I said, well, why don't you have like a contract where the winner gets a title shot the next night? Then Brian said, well, why don't you make it, you can use it at any time over the following year and you can cash it in at any time. And so we took that to Vince, and Vince agreed, loved the idea. His only concession was that it had to take, the contract had to be in a briefcase.
What would be the significance of the briefcase? Just
knowing how Vince is, maybe he wanted that people be able to see it rather than just a piece of paper hanging there, like some kind of an actual trophy. And maybe he thought the briefcase is something that you could carry and use, and for whatever reason. So it was a really cool kind of a three-way invention of this match, because even though Vince's little thing was just having the briefcase has become, you know, synonymous with the show. It's kind of, it's on the poster that we're looking at right now, as a matter of fact.
That's right. Yeah. Which is kind of confusing, actually, because it's not like Becky could cash it in on herself.
Well, no, yeah, that's right. Yeah, if she's Becky Two Straps, she would not be able to do it herself. So maybe that opens up a whole new thing with the new booking team. I don't know if you've heard, but Disco Inferno is now trying out for the WWE booking team, where they're going to do the Becky Lynch clone.
Ah, yes. Okay. The clone.
Yeah, the clone.
What Lecky Bench?
There you go. Lecky Two Lelts. That's the Japanese version. Okay, so in the first ever Money in the Bank match, it was WrestleMania 21, and the winner was Edge, and the other competitors are Chris Benoit, Chris Jericho, that's me, Shelton Benjamin, Kane, and Christian.
So quite big names in that one.
Yeah, six really big names. That's probably at the time when Shelton Benjamin was getting his biggest push as well. So six big names, all world champions, with the exception of Shelton. Christian would be a world champion at some point. So you can see why just having us in just sitting around doing nothing wasn't going to really cut it. So that's where the whole Money in the Bank match began. And I think I said this last time, but I'm going to say it again because it's our show. See how I included you in on that.
Thank you very much.
I have three play sets that I invented that you can buy at a store now, at a toy store.
You did say that. I remember. I don't remember what they were, but I remember them.
It was Money in the Bank match was one.
Yes.
Two is the Festival of Friendship, which you can buy. And three was I don't even know if they still sell it, is the Ambrose Asylum that comes complete with a potted plant.
Ah, yeah. Well, was it Mitch? Ooh. Mitch was the plant.
It's a very small potted plant, though. It doesn't come with an actual size potted plant.
Oh, that's a shame. A shame. Could get all those kids, you know, into budding gardeners.
Well, I mean, that could lead to a great new gimmick at some point. You know, AEW has the librarian, and WWE could have the gardener.
Evil gardener.
Ooh, the evil gardener.
Yeah. So instead of like Isaac Yankum, what could it be?
What's something evil that can be in a garden? Like, what kind of a bad plant can be in a garden? Like,
like a giant Venus fly. Oh, no, I was going to say giant Venus flytrap, but that was kind of like Damien Demento's thing, wasn't
right.
it?
Right.
He kind of looked like a...
Like maybe Willie Weed?
Wiley Weed.
Wiley Willie Weed, Triple W.
Yes.
As somebody out there listening to the show, please hit us up on the Twitter at Talk Is Jericho and send us your artist's rendition of Wiley Willie Weed, the evil gardener. I will submit that to the WWE Cognoscenti, and maybe they'll take it on as a new character.
Please do. I'd love to see this. In fact, I'm going to steal that gimmick. Ooh. I will become Wiley Willie Weed.
That's not bad. You kind of have a little bit of a weed type of a look to you.
That's right. Yeah. I don't weigh a huge amount. So, I think this will work.
And nor do weeds. So it would kind of fit.
There you go.
What were you called last time that bugged you? The bunny rabbit or something when you were a kid?
Yeah, I was typecast as a rabbit in a school play. Still haunts me.
Well, you know what rabbits do?
Eat weeds. I don't know what.
Nailed it. They eat weeds.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So...
Hey-o.
I guess there'll be some sort of revenge against yourself. Okay, so before we start breaking down the card, this is getting ridiculous. Got to take care of the cat litter. That's making life a little easier at my house. Thanks to Arm & Hammer's new cloud control litter. The stuff is amazing. I think of our three cats, Mr. Mittens, Snickers, and Indy, love it as much as we do. Everyone in my family has to clean litter boxes, including me, which I do not like. Six-time world champion and main eventing Double or Nothing, sold-out show, main eventing Dominion and New Japan, sold-out show, number one hit with Fozzy and Judas, but still got to change the kitty litter. But that's okay. I'm not complaining because there's no cloud of nasties when we scoop using Arm & Hammer's cloud control litter because it's 100% dust-free, free of heavy perfumes, and it also helps reduce airborne dander from scooping, and that's why it is so awesome. So what happens in the litter box stays in the litter box. New cloud control cat litter by Arm & Hammer. More power to you. Okay, so it's a fun-filled, action-packed card here in Hartford, Connecticut, which is world-renowned for being a pretty dead crowd. Did you know that, Jack?
No, I didn't. I can't say I've ever wrestled in Connecticut, so I wouldn't really know about that particular crowd. You mean that they just don't respond to anything, or what? Well,
you say you've never wrestled in Hartford, Connecticut. Have you ever wrestled anywhere?
Well, no, but I mean, you know, it's just I've not wrestled there. You know, it's just specifically there.
Okay, good point. Just like whenever you see, we don't go to New Haven anymore, but whenever you see New Haven, Hartford, Pittsburgh, those are always known as quieter crowds that are harder to entertain. And I don't know the reason for that. Maybe because Hartford's seen so much wrestling over the years. I'm not really too sure. But it's not. And hey, fine people of Hartford, if I'm wrong, lay it on me. Like, you know, let me know if I made a mistake or prove me wrong. Be extra loud on Sunday and make me and Jack look like more of idiots than we make ourselves look like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you'll be hard-pressed to make us seem like more of an idiot, but, you know, go ahead. Go ahead. I dare you.
How much more of an idiot can we be made to look like?
I mean, there can't be much more, surely. So
The answer is none. Throw it at us. None more.
None more idiot.
So it's like I said, it's a fun-filled, action-packed card. The matches here are kind of random, so... let's go from bottom to top. We'll start with what's listed at number 10 and we'll go up the crowd here. So Tony Nese versus Arya Daivari, singles match for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship.
Brilliant. What a match.
You sound really excited about that.
No, I actually didn't mean to sound sarcastic about that at all. It probably would be quite a good match. I think Tony Nese is great.
Is it Tony Nese or Tony Nese?
Nisi? I've been saying niece, but okay. am I wrong?
I think you're probably right. I just was wondering, just as a segue, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Let's pretend that I did say Nisi. What was the segue? Well,
there really is no segue. Might not have been a good word. I was just saying it in case we said it wrong, because sometimes we say names wrong here on Talk Is Jericho. Never on purpose, always by accident.
Correct. Yes, that is right. It's like Samoa Joe or whatever.
Exactly. I'm really looking forward to Rickockett's match, the Money in the Bank ladder match. Should be really good.
Rickockett. Yep.
Rickockett. Okay, so Arya Daivari, a little known fact, never mind the fact he has the same last name, brother of Sean Daivari.
Is it brothers?
Brothers, yeah. Who's now, he was with Muhammad Hussein. Was it Muhammad Hussein?
Hassan.
Oh, Saddam Hussein, Muhammad. So that,
yes,
Hassan.
Saddam Hussein, and
okay, Muhammad Hussein. So okay, so he was with that guy, and then now he's actually a producer in the WWE. Sean Daivari.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if he's
what does he produce?
Well,
all those hits.
Hit after hit, actually.
There you go.
He's like the new Max. What's that guy who does all the Swedish things? Max Martin.
The what?
I don't know. Is there a guy called Max Martin who produced a lot of hits for like people like Britney Spears and shit?
Sure.
I guess I could have went with an easy one and did Mutt Lang. That would be
Mutt Lang. Yeah.
Better choice. Okay, he's a Mutt Lang. But I would say, how about the irony if Sean Devari has to produce Arya Davari's match? It'd be kind of interesting.
Oh, well, I mean, then you know what the outcome's going to be, don't you?
Well, little known thing, though, is the producers don't get to decide the finishes of the match, though, Jack.
Ah.
Yeah, that's still, okay. Still Vince McMahon. Maybe not does then. That. Yeah.
Still Vince? Okay.
Tony Nese, great physique, very well muscled.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he would take the diet tips from myself, actually. I've run through some workouts with him before.
And you've also run through a couple of rainstorms and haven't gotten wet.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great talent. I don't own any umbrellas.
You don't need to. You're too busy darting between the raindrops.
That's it. That's it.
When you hear that song "Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head," you're like, "No, it doesn't."
Yeah, I was like, what? Huh.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit. Oh, yeah, I tried to.
Hey, BJ Thomas, that's bullshit. Who do you think is going to win this contest? I liked it for a while there, as getting a little serious here, when Arya Davari was doing a gimmick where he was like kind of a rich, like Arabic guy, which I thought was really cool. And then they kind of dropped that. They kind of have, they're leaving these poor 205 Live guys out in the open with no real gimmick or promo time, so it makes it extra hard for them, even though they're having great matches, to really connect with the audience.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, why would they be doing that? Have you got anything to weigh in on that at all?
I love those guys, and I was a cruiserweight champion 4 times. I just think it's a lack of interest on the part of the WWE, aka Vince McMahon.
Yeah. It's a shame because they changed their mind a bit with Ali, didn't they?
And wasn't another guy that just got called up in the draft was an old 205 guy?
What's maybe.
Hold on. Cedric Alexander.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Of course.
But I'm not sure we've really seen much of him. But Tony Nese and Arya Davari, Tony's a champion. I'm going to say they keep the Striz app, Becky Two Straps on Tony Nese. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. Tony Nese is going to win Becky Lynch in this match, and it's going to be a great night from there.
Should we just call the straps the Becky Lynch right now?
The Becky Lynch? Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah, let's do that.
So Tony Nese retains the Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch.
Actually, to be honest with you, Becky Lynch in a cinch, that's a catchphrase.
It is.
Thanks for the feigned excitement there.
Well, I mean, you caught me off guard with it, so I had to do something. Okay, I was a little bit late.
Let me just say this. On this show, there's 6 titles being defended. Cruiserweight United States, WWE Championship, Women's SmackDown, WWE Universal, Raw Women's. If Becky should be able to fight for all of them, she could be Becky's 6 belts.
Why would you need 6 belts? That's just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you don't have to insult me about it. I'm just thinking she could do that.
She could, because she's great.
If she went to Mexico, you know what she'd be called?
I was going to say sex, but that's not Spanish, is it? What's Spanish? Save me here, Chris.
I would call her Seis Cinturón.
Ooh,
that's what belt is in Spanish, and I'm just googling that right now to make sure that I'm right. Yes, Cinturones. Seis Becky Seis Cinturones. Doesn't really have the
Becky
same.
Becky says, is it Cinturones?
Yes, Cinturones.
Sweet. So, all right.
It doesn't have
that.
The same ring to it, but it's something they might want to think about in the future.
Yeah, definitely. For the Mexican crowd, that'd be great.
Yeah, for the Mexican contingent. Let's go over to the next match, which might not be the match. Once again, these matches are not in order. So if you're keeping score at home and you're watching the pay-per-view and say, hey, man, these matches aren't in the order that Jack and Chris said. Well, we're not saying that these are in order. They're just the way they're listed on what we're reading here online.
Yeah. But, you know, they probably will be in this order.
Okay. That's good. That's positive thinking, man. I appreciate that. Okay. So this is another singles match for the WWE United States Becky Lynch. Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio. Who would understand the meaning of Becky Say's cinturones? Just so you know.
Correct. Yeah. Did he teach you that?
He did not, but Rey Mysterio Sr. did. He was my private Spanish teacher. I don't know if you know that.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
So Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio and probably son Dominic in his corner. We've been seeing Dominic a lot on SmackDown and Raw. Well, we haven't been seeing him because we don't watch the show, but apparently he's there.
Apparently, yeah. I saw a couple of pictures and he's a lot taller than the last time he would have been, on WWE TV.
He's turning into a strapping young lad as well. I obviously met him and know him since he was just a little kid. But even over the last couple of years, he's lost a lot of that baby fat, which is what happens when you start training for wrestling. You know, you kind of get out of your comfort zone and realize just how hard it is. So I think that's one of the reasons why he's kind of turning into a strapping young lad.
Well, Devin Townsend.
I was just going to say, and I ain't talking about Devin Townsend, but I didn't think anybody would get it, but you would have got it.
Exactly. You know, being Devin's close personal friend that I am not, I should have got that.
Did you know that Devin and I won a Juno, which is a Canadian Grammy?
I didn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. For Zoltan, I think it's called. This is real, by the way. It is a concept record that he did. And I played Captain Spectacular, one of the voices on the album, one of the characters. And Devin won a Juno for Best Heavy Metal Album. And one day he sent me one in the mail. I got a Canadian Juno somewhere in my house, but I can't find it. But it's really cool. I wish I could find it. I'd put it in this office right now, but I can't find it. But I do have a Juno somewhere.
Somewhere. At least that's what he told you.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. So,
makes it more interesting that way.
Yeah, exactly. I also have 7 Grammys. Anyways, Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio. What do you think? Samoa Joe is the United States Becky Lynch. What do you think? They've had a couple matches already. One of them was on WrestleMania. By the way, we have to discuss some of these WrestleMania matches. That was one of the big disappointments on the show for me, Jack.
That's right.
Joe versus Rey.
Yeah. It really could have been something, you know, a lot bigger than it was. I mean, I suppose the way it happened was kind of big. I think that's what it was for, I guess.
What? Do you think it's because maybe the show was going long, so they decided to cut that match, and instead of cutting it to like some crappy little 4 minutes, they said to go 30 seconds and get people to go, what?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose they got a lot of people talking about it under the circumstances, didn't they?
I guess it just seems weird to have a guy like Rey Mysterio kind of lose a match in 30 seconds. Listen, okay, I get it now. If he's going to lose in 30 seconds at WrestleMania, he has to win the United States Becky Lynch in this match, don't you think?
You would think so. You would think that that he would get that Lynch, but I just don't. I don't know. I would have no problem with him doing so, but I also after losing so quickly, how could he then be strong enough to beat Joe? You know, in a longer match this time.
I got your
answer
for
the Lynch. I don't know.
Got your answer.
What's that?
Dominic.
You're right.
Dominic's going to be the deciding
The new
factor.
Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, Dominic's not going to be the new Becky Lynch, but he's going to help Rey win the United States Becky Lynch. I think that's...
Gotcha.
I'm going with Rey Mysterio via assistance from Dominic, which is going to lead to Dominic making his debut against Samoa Joe, who's just going to kick the living shit out of him on Raw on Monday night. That's what I think is what's going to happen.
Interesting, because so I was thinking that he could very well get involved, and why wouldn't he? But what if they would go a little bit interesting and have him cost his dad the match?
Ooh, so right out of the bat, you're doing the family breakup.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a breakup. Perhaps it could be by accident. So maybe there's a mistake. Maybe Dominic distracts Rey, and then Samoa Joe takes it from there.
But wouldn't that be kind of like causing a rift or making... Well, then again, with WWE booking in 2019, they probably would introduce Dominic and have him turn on his dad all in the same night. It's kind of how they do things now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I can say those type of things because I'm banned. So it doesn't matter.
That's right.
I'm not allowed in the arena anyways. So by hook or by crook, you know, unicorns and rainbows or, you know, drizzling shits, it doesn't matter.
Oh, I know.
All right. So are you going? I'm saying Ray, and are you saying Joe retains?
I am saying Joe retains. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's why we're here. We're going to see what happens. Of course, all you listening at home or in your cars or at other people's homes, or if you're homeless, we weren't trying to make fun of you. Wherever you're listening, keep track of the scores of who pick which matches. And at the end, tabulate the scores, send them to us at Talk Is Jericho, and you'll win a prize.
Yes. It is your very own Becky Lynch.
Ooh, you can buy those at the merch stand.
Yes.
They're very well made, too. Very detailed plastic Becky Lynch's.
Very detailed, you know, very detailed ginger head. Fantastic wait, quality.
You are you saying that Becky Lynch actually looks like Becky Lynch, or does it look like a championship?
Well, I mean, yes.
Like if it's like a weird, like giant Becky Lynch, like cutout that you put around your waist, that's going to be really strange. Because how does that work? If it's a cardboard cutout, it's not really going to fit around your waist very well.
It's mainly with just sort of a lot of like a series of pulleys and tape.
Okay, kind of like when you work for Fozzie and repairs that need to be done.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
All right, we still got plenty of matches to talk about and predictions to make. And let me thank another sponsor in the meantime who's making it possible to do today's show. I'm talking about OneLink by First Alert. OneLink by First Alert. Everybody wants their home to be safer, smarter, and most importantly, more fun. So what if I told you that OneLink by First Alert has all three covered? It's true. First off, meet your family's new best friend, the OneLink Safe and Sound. It's a hardwired, smart smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with a premium home speaker that's also Alexa-enabled. You get all of that in one sleek device. So once you got the OneLink installed in your house, you can literally say, Alexa, play the latest episode of Talk is Jericho, and it's going to come right out of the OneLink speaker, the same speaker that's going to alert you and your family if there's smoke or carbon monoxide in your home. Remember, I almost died of carbon monoxide poisoning when I was about 10. I could have used OneLink and First Alert, and I'm glad that I have it in my house now. OneLink Safe and Sound is built with First Alert safety technology, provides an immersive, great sound experience as well. Like I said, you can listen to podcasts, music, Talk is Jericho, Fozzie, everything in between on the OneLink as well. And the OneLink by First Alert also offers the OneLink Smart Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Alarm that works with the OneLink Safe and Sound. So if smoke or carbon monoxide is detected in your home, the smart alarm will notify you via exclusive voice and location technology and send a notification to your smartphone no matter where you are, home or away. A smart home should start with smart protection, and OneLink by First Alert welcomes you to a smarter, safer home. It's very simple. Visit onelink.firstalert.com for more information. Make your home safer, smarter, and more fun. Go to onelink.firstalert.com and go do it now. Okay, so next match here, another singles match. This one's for the WWE, Becky Lynch. It's Kofi Kingston versus Kevin Owens.
Yeah. This is the battle of the two Ks, Kofi and Kevin.
Ooh, nice. I actually really enjoyed Kofi's match at WrestleMania against Daniel Bryan, who's conspicuous by his absence on this show, by the way. He's not appearing on this card. I really enjoyed Kofi versus Daniel Bryan. I thought it was the best match on the show. And I thought it was cool when Kofi's kids came in the ring and there was a big pomp and circumstance celebration. I really enjoyed that match.
It was fantastic. I think I agree as well. I think that was the best match on the show. That was great.
So now we have Kevin, who was a part of a New Day for like a week. Once again, this quick WWE booking like we were talking about. Turned on Kofi and Woods. And that was that led to this match. And I thought it was very quick of them to do a Kevin Owens turn from the New Day. I thought it would have been great if you would have stayed in the New Day and stayed as the Big O for a little while longer. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, it should have stuck for a little bit longer. But hey, you know what they like?
What are they like?
Well, I mean, they're like that.
Oh, okay. Like what?
I mean, Kofi Kingston and Kevin Owens, it's going to be a great match.
Leave you right out to dry on that one. I can let you go as you're squirming. Yeah, it's going to be a great match. Listen, Kevin Owens, great heel. Kofi, really, people wanted to see him as the champ. Got a couple issues with him still throwing pancakes and that sort of thing. I don't think it's as serious as a champion should be, but I guess that's kind of what got him to the dance. What do you think about him still having the pancakes, Jack?
No, it's funny you said that, because I thought the same, but I didn't know if I was kind of being too much of not necessarily a killjoy, because I still love the New Day.
Right.
But I thought the same thing. It's a champion should be, if it's too much of a comedy champion, then to me it would be a bit like Santino winning the IC Becky Lynch. I just don't see how.
Right.
You know,
it's one of those things too, with the WWE, they love saying about their babyface, like, he just loves having a good time. He loves having a good time. We know that. But when it comes downtown to Chinatown, you got to be, you got to buckle up or shut up. That's not a good catchphrase, but.
Well, you've had better, right? I mean, yeah,
I've had a few catchphrases. You know what my worst catchphrase was that didn't do a damn thing?
What was that?
Razzle dazzle.
No, man, that was your best.
Well, actually, I tried to use that one and it bombed huge. I thought I got it. This is it. This is going to be the next big catchphrase. Razzle dazzle. I said it once or twice. It died a death right there.
Yeah. No, promos tried. Were never your strong suit. It's a strong suit.
You're right. Exactly. Exactly. No catchphrase either. I say, we got to keep the title. We got to keep the Becky Lynch and Kofi here.
I agree with you. Yeah. But I still think that I still have it in the back of my mind that they're going to have, Owens take the Becky Lynch on this one. I think Kofi's going to take it. And that is my vote, but I'm still scared that they're going to make Kevin do it, but not just for the shock.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. He's only had the title for such a short period of time. That'd be a shame to take it off him so quickly, but I don't know. And I don't know exactly what you would do with Kofi if you did, because he climbed this mountain. And have you read this, that Big E is out until 2020, maybe even 2021?
It was that long? Really? Yeah. I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah, he's got some kind of a knee injury, that torn meniscus, so they said it might be an 18-month recovery, which I've never heard of before. Maybe he's just trying to prey on people's sympathies so that when he comes back earlier, it makes him look like a hero. But I don't know, man. Yeah. That's a long time to be out.
That is a long time, especially for, I know he's a big guy, that's a hell of a long time for knee issues.
It is. It is. So you're going with KO. I'm going with KK. Okay.
Sounds
good. All right. The next match is not for a Becky Lynch. It's a steel cage match. And Jack, why don't you give a rundown on the Shane Miz feud up until this point?
Okay. So what they did was they were like, okay, we need to sort of get, we need to get these guys together, and I guess have a feud of kind. And I know that Chris is not here right now. So this is going to tell, this is going to, that'd be a great time for me to tell you guys to go to my Pro Wrestling Tees store, prowrestlingtees.com/IamJackSlade, and, pick up your t-shirts there. The Miz and Shane, they had a pretty good showing at WrestleMania. I thought it was a pretty good ending. But,
That's exactly what I was thinking as well. Actually, I didn't hear a word of that because I went and got some ice, but,
I was just, I'm just going with it. I'm going to roll with it, like Oasis said.
Oh, nice. Did they say that?
Well, it was like the lyrics of one of their songs.
Oh, because I always know they said, don't look back in anger. I hear you say, I heard that one. And maybe you're going to be the one that saves Wonderwall. Me. That was a good one.
Yeah.
But I never heard the one that said roll with it.
I think it was only mentioned one in the song, one time in the song, but go with it.
One more. Is it go with it or roll with it?
Roll with it. Yeah, roll with it. Go.
Well, this is. I heard it's one of the reasons why they broke up is because Liam was saying roll with it and Noel was saying go with it, and they couldn't.
Yeah,
they couldn't figure out.
The clashing harmonies. It was horrible.
Okay, I'll be Liam with go with it, and you be Noel with roll with it, and we'll see how it sounds. I'll take the high, you take the low. Okay.
Gotcha.
On three. One, two, three. Roll with it.
Roll. Oh, I said that. Sorry. I didn't roll with it.
Okay. Well, are you switching to go or staying with roll?
Yeah, no. I'll stay with, I'll switch to go.
Okay. Ready? Here we go. One, two, three. Roll with it.
Roll with it. It's just too raga.
It's barbershop just... raga, really.
Yeah.
Puts perspective on things. I don't know what you said before, like I said, because I was getting ice. But the Miz Shane McMahon feud, I thought the finish at WrestleMania was really cool, except for the fact that Miz gave Shane this giant suplex off a freaking platform precipice and still loses the match.
The moment I saw them going for that, I knew that that was the way it was going to go down. I don't know why. And, you know, because of the strong wrestling mind that I have, I just knew that I for some reason figured that was the way they were going to do it. That Shane was going to land on top of Miz and, you know,
that was it.
That's what happened.
And Miz is still chasing Shane and, you know, Miz is a great heel. It's hard to buy him as a kick-ass babyface to me.
Yeah. He was doing so well. And the fact that he was like getting real heat as well, people actually did hate him. He was a great heel.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he is a great heel, but not now, you know.
Well, now, yeah, he's a great heel playing a baby face. So it's a steel cage match, though, Jack. Did you know that?
Yes. I just looked in the stipulations column and it said it. So I do now. Yeah.
You know what I'm surprised they haven't done yet? A rusty cage match. And have the theme of it be Rusty Cage by Soundgarden.
Yeah, no, that would be great, actually. Yeah. But then the thing is, they would overplay. And then, Rusty Cage!
I'm going to get my Rusty Cage and run!
Rusty Cage! You know,
We're good, man. So far today, we've done an Oasis imitation and a Soundgarden imitation. Or
there we go.
Or facsimile of. So
we could start our own covers.
We probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Steel cage match. So here's the thing. Last time at WrestleMania, they fought all over the building. We know Shane's MO, where he likes to take a big bump every time, which is a tough gimmick to have to live up to, because now every time he has a match, people are expecting the crazy bump. In a cage, there's nowhere to go unless they fight out of the cage, which could very well be. I mean, who gives a shit? It's a cage. Doesn't matter. But
if they fight out of the cage, wouldn't that mean that? Because it's not like Hell in a Cell where,
right?
You know, if it's out the cage, then yeah, how's that going to go?
Well, I suppose if they don't actually get in the cage first, you could probably start fighting, and you know, you could go 20 freaking minutes until you finally get into the cage.
True.
But you know, I don't know.
True.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to see that, but I say there's going to be a big bump. With Shane giving Miz a superplex off the top of the cage, and this time Miz lands on Shane and gets the big pin. That's what I think.
That is a strong idea. I would not have thought of that.
I'm the wrestler here. You aren't. You don't have the same thoughts that I have.
No, that's a good point. I don't. But so I think that the match will end with a. Superplex, and I think that Miz will land on top of Shane and get the pin from there.
That's what I just said.
Oh, well, okay. No, well, yeah. I don't know. As far as who's, Miz has to win here, surely.
Did you seriously not realize that I said the exact same thing?
I just thought I had a great idea. I thought that was my inner monologue.
How about this? Let's up the ante a bit.
Okay.
Miz gives Shane a superplex from the top of the cage, and they land in the ring and go through the ring.
Ooh.
What about that?
That would be good. But would they go through the ring, or would they do that whole ring collapsing thing, because they're such big guys?
That could be cool too. You know, that could work. That could work. Big guys, as in like big names, because they're really not that big.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're bigger than me.
Well, you know, Gary Coleman is bigger than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a really outdated joke. I couldn't think of another small guy. Can you give me another small guy example right now? Is there any? There's no real talented small guys. We used to have Gary Coleman on Different Strokes. We had Webster. Who
the hell is Webster?
Oh, he's another famous 80s sitcom where you had a cute, precocious, like little kind of little kid that was a little kind of should have been taller than he was type of a kid.
Oh, okay.
Who
okay.
can I say? Cool. Who can I say? Who's a famous small person right now? Is there one? I'm not even saying little person. I'm just saying a small person.
Peter Dinklage? Dinklage.
Are you going with that?
But, although I'm only on season 4 of Game of Thrones, so don't tell me if he's dead or not. But yeah, I'm way behind.
He's not dead, but a lot of other people are. So I don't want to.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I don't want to spoil it for you, but watch for the dragons. That's what I'm going to say about that.
Okay. Will do.
How about Jon Snow? He's a small guy, isn't he? Kind of small.
Sure, and he's a good face.
Okay, there you go. So, Kit Harington is smaller than you. Wait, what was the joke? You're smaller than. Anyways, let's just move on. Miz versus Shane McMahon. Miz does a superplex. They land in the ring. The ring explodes. Miz wins.
So it's an exploding ring match. Yeah, cool. Done. Solved.
Well, it's really not. It's not an FMW show here, but it's a cage match. I'm saying the ring's going to break.
Yeah. I've got music playing in the background. I don't know what's just happened. Seriously, I didn't just start playing this. Sorry, I don't know. It just started up. Like, I really didn't mean to play that.
Wow. Okay. What kind of music is that?
Apparently, it's a song called Flamingo, apparently.
You know what we forgot last time?
What's that?
God, you had to have heard that.
Are you? No. What are you doing?
I'm hitting the air horn.
Is that? Oh.
Oh, maybe it's not coming up because I'm actually recording on my phone.
What is going on?
I don't know. We've apparently got ghosts in the machine here, where we're hearing things that aren't happening, and the music is playing, and a lot of crazy stuff. Okay. How about this one? Let's try this now. Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right, there you go.
That's what I think about your dumb idiot music that was playing in the background there for no purpose. All right. So anyways, are you still with us, Jack?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. So before we get back to Money in the Bank and the two Becky Lynch matches on the card for the Raw Women's Becky Lynch and the SmackDown Women's Becky Lynch, I got an entirely different prediction for you, Jack, and all the Talk is Jericho listeners. I'm predicting that you'll all like to get a better night's sleep. Am I right about this? I predict a lot of you are tossing and turning at night, maybe waking up with a stiff neck or a little back pain, huh? Maybe? Well, if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you need to try a Purple mattress. Check it out at purple.com. The Purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses the new material. This new material that was literally developed by an actual rocket scientist. That's a true story. This material is both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps your body well supported while still being super comfortable. It gives you a zero gravity feeling. It's very, very spacey. So the Purple mattress is great for any sleeping position. Plus, the material is breathable, so you stay cool all night. And right now, Purple mattress is offering a 100-night risk-free trial. That's right. If you're not totally satisfied and sleeping like a baby, you can return your mattress for a full refund after 100 nights. No questions asked. Purple also offers free shipping and returns, that's important, and free in-home setup and old mattress removal as well. You're going to love the Purple mattress. I want you to order yours today at purple.com and get a free Purple pillow with your purchase of a mattress. You get the free pillow in addition to all the great free gifts they're offering statewide. All you got to do is text Jericho to 84888. Do you text that to get the free pillow? Once again, Jericho, text that to 84888, Jericho to 84888, and you'll get the free pillow. Remember, message and data rates may apply. Go do it now and have the sleep of a lifetime, the most comfortable mattress you can ever have at purple.com. And find out all the info. Talk is Jericho is also being brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll get better parts, better prices every day. And remember, O'Reilly has the auto parts you need to get the job done right. Stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. The store's well-trained professionals are standing by to help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Back to the show. Okay. We have now the first of two Becky Lynch matches where she defends the Becky Lynch. The two Becky Lynch's that she has.
Yeah. Which one's this one? Is this the SmackDowns one?
Yes, this is for the Women's SmackDowns, Becky Lynch.
The women, yep.
Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair. What are we thinking about this? I mean, obviously, I think sometimes it's hard to have a person have two separate matches. And the pressure's on for her to obviously win both belts. Now, I'm going to say there's no way she wins. She retains both titles. What do you think?
I do feel the same. But at the same time, if they really wanted to, well, no. Okay. If she does win both, if she does happen to win both matches, then surely it could come across as just kind of overkill. Right. On, yeah. So surely she can't. Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
So I say that whatever match she has first, she's going to win. And whichever match she has second, she's going to lose. That's what I think. So I'd say that it's going to be Becky versus Charlotte for the SmackDown Women's Becky Lynch first, which Becky's going to win. And then she'll have Becky versus Lacey Evans for the WWE Raw Women's Becky Lynch, and she'll lose that one. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of the cooler way of doing it, because then it would give Lacey Evans, you know, the big Becky Lynch at the end of the show, if there is the last.
I don't think they're going to put Lacey Evans in the main event. I don't think they're going to take that chance. I think one of the Money in the Bank matches is going to go on last.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. I mean, that would make sense, I suppose.
Because listen,
you don't think that they would put Seth and AJ last?
Maybe. I'm just saying it could be one of those two. One of those. Yeah. Either I'll say it's either the men's Money in the Bank or the Seth Rollins AJ match for the Universal Becky Lynch that goes on last. But I just think that Becky versus Charlotte, and they might even do the same way they did me versus Rock and me versus Stone Cold, where they have one after another, you know,
maybe,
go ahead.
If they do it that way, because I mean, you know, you did win those matches. Mm. So, I mean,
That's what I'm saying. Maybe she beats Charlotte, but it's a hard hitting match. And at the end, Charlotte hits her with a chair. And while she's in the ring, Shane comes out or Vince or whoever and says, the next match starts now. And down comes Lacey Evans walking to the ring. We know she can walk to the ring. We've seen her do it a bunch of times.
That's right. She does have legs.
Yeah. And she's got legs, knows how to scoomblin'. So maybe that's kind of what might happen, to where maybe they pull a Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania and do a very quick second match where Lacey takes advantage of that. The fact that Becky's just had a hard hitting match, maybe a 20 minute match with Charlotte, and then comes out and beats Becky very quickly. What do you think about that?
I mean, yeah. What is going on? This is we got a lot of music playing. I think, what is that? Oh, I can hear it now.
I'm trying to add some more of the musical element here. We lost that in the last preview. I think people were clamoring for it. I believe they were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So is that coming from your phone? Okay, see, you can play music on your end and I can hear it. So if you want to handle the music on your end, you can. Because, of course, we know the eternal song that we haven't heard for a while yet. But
that's true. When's it going to happen? We find out on this show.
Find out at a later minute of this episode. So I think here's what I predict: Becky Lynch beats Charlotte Flair, retains the SmackDown Women's Becky Lynch in a hard hitting 20 minute match. At the end of it, I'm going to go direct ripoff of the Jericho thing where Charlotte hits Becky with a chair. Down comes Lacey Evans and very quickly beats Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's Becky Lynch. That's my prediction.
Yes. She. So wait, hold on. You think who is winning? So if Becky,
I say
so. She'll be Lacey Evans. You think?
No, she faces Charlotte first. Charlotte beats her in a long 20-minute hard-hitting match. After Becky wins, Charlotte, you know, hits her with a chair or something like that. After Becky's knocked out. Right when that happens, as soon as Charlotte leaves the ring, Vince, Stephanie, whoever comes out and says, oh, it's too bad Becky's out because she has another opponent tonight, Lacey Evans. And that match for the Raw Women's Becky Lynch starts now. And then Lacey comes down and beats Becky very quickly. So Becky beats Charlotte to keep the SmackDown. Lacey beats Becky to get the Raw.
Yeah, I think that's actually that's pretty strong. And if it doesn't happen, then we'll have to book the next show.
That's a bet.
You'll have to book it. I mean, yeah,
that's a bet from us to the WWE, even though we've been banned. If you guys yes. don't do that, then we book the next pay per view. And if this match, if this episode does a good number, you know we're gonna whore this concept out until we start doing shitty numbers, Jack. We'll be back here next month, giving you the preview that WWE doesn't want you to hear. We will book that some bitch and stick it straight up your candy ass. Oh yeah. All right, then we move on to Roman Reigns versus Elias in a singles match. This match has the least amount of interest for me on the whole show.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, and I get that they want to, you know, push Elias and put him up against big names, but yeah, I couldn't care less about this, to be honest. And to be fair, until I actually read this on the list, I didn't even know it was happening.
It's a strange place to put Roman. You know, I think they're a little bit cognizant of not wanting to shove him down people's throats, but it is what it is at this point. I think you have to keep a top guy at a top guy level. Elias has a great shtick, although it's a little bit of a one-trick pony. Reminds me a lot of the Mr. Anderson shtick, and it got a lot of heat off the bat, but what are you going to do with it next? You got to change and evolve it. But in the ring, he's not up to snuff. And right. as good as Roman is, I don't think it's a good look for Roman to be in a match against this guy. And once again, if you're going with a solid booking strategy, not everybody can win and not everybody can lose. And it doesn't always have to go 20 minutes or whatever. I think Roman Reigns gets in the ring. Elias tries to hit him with the guitar. Superman punch, spear, 1, 2, 3. Let's hit the showers. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think I don't see Elias beating Roman. Even though I think that like you say, it's kind of tough because Elias should at least be, you know, remain strong and beat big names, but I don't see him beating Roman at all in this one. It's going to be a quick one.
You got to work your way up the ladder. You know what I mean? Like Elias versus The Miz, for example. Okay. Put Elias over. Elias versus Randy Orton or Rick Hockett or something like that. Fine. Finn Balor, but Roman Reigns is still like pretty much the top guy on the show, on Raw or SmackDown. Like if you're going by who's got the most kind of equity built into his character, it's Roman Reigns. So I would say Reigns has to beat Elias. Elias is bulletproof. He's just going to go out and sing how crappy, you know, Brighton is next time he's in town. Brighton's got a real rocky beach. Brighton, I got bit by a leech. You know, that sort of thing. I just made that up on the spot. Yeah.
That was great. Are you, it's like you're a singer or something.
Singer! Yes. Brighton, where the chicks aren't. Oh, I lost my train of thought there.
Brighton's great. The weather's quite good actually at the minute.
Brighton,
it's all right.
The worst dinner ever made. Brighton, it's the home of Jack Slade. Boo! Huge boos for that one.
Well, so yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of like a depressed Paul Stanley. Like, oh yeah, and you went so yeah,
so yeah.
Let's do the Oasis one more time. You go roll with it. I say go with it. Ready? I'm doing low. You're doing high this time. 1, 2, 3. Go with it. You think we call this the worst preview for as a joke? You guys got it wrong. You're not going to hear much worse than this. What is that song again?
Well, I didn't know what it was until it's called Flamingo. It seems, and it's by Caro Benito.
Why the why is it on your phone? Did you know?
I don't know. I really don't
liked
know.
It once or something, or?
Well, no, I just love flamingos.
Oh well, who doesn't?
I was trying to find flamingo videos, and this came up.
Okay, well, and it's a winner. And you know what else is a winner besides Jack's flamingo song?
How about Diamond Dallas Page's DDPY program? You all know what DDP did for me, for my back. Saved me from having to get back surgery, got rid of all my back pain, and got me back in the ring and back on stage with Fozzy at the highest level for both. I can't say enough about Dallas's amazing yoga program, and I don't have to say it because I do it. And if you want to find out more about it, how it can help your life, then go download the DDPY Now app and take advantage of the 7-day free cycle. That's free. DDP is the program you've been looking for. It's the one that saved me. It'll get you on the path to healthier living and keep you there. Very important. Taking care of yourself is the best thing you can do for yourself and your family. I want you to take advantage of the 7-day free trial of the DDPY Now app and give Dallas's life-changing program a solid 1-week try. Own your life for free. Get started at ddpyoga.com/Jericho. And remember, I love the DDPY Now app. I can't say enough about it. And I know you'll love it too once you try it. And here's the reason why. You can connect a Bluetooth heart monitor to it so you can track your calories burned. You can access a little personal motivation from Dallas himself. You can do live workouts from the DDPY Performance Center in Smyrna, Georgia. You might recognize it. That's where we filmed the Judas video. That's almost got 30 million views now on YouTube. Sign up for free, a free 7-day trial at ddpyoga.com/Jericho. And remember, after you do that, pick up Dallas's new book to help get yourself started. It's called Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It. And it's filled with lessons from Dallas's own life. And you can get it wherever books are sold. Let Dallas and DDPY change your life. Start today at ddpyoga.com/Jericho. ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Get your life together. Get in the best physical and mental shape you've ever been in. And go do it now. ddpyoga.com/Jericho. So this band, the Money in the Bank preview that the WWE does not want you to hear, is also being sponsored in part by Indeed. When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting to your shortlist of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post your job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. Remember, new users can try for free at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply. Let's go to the Money in the Bank ladder match. The match that I invented with the help of Brian Gewirtz and or Brian Gewirtz, as Steve Austin would say, and Vince McMahon. You know what Brian Gewirtz does now, Jack?
I don't. Tell me.
He's a top-level executive at $6 Productions, which is The Rock's production company.
Is it $6? I thought it was $7.
Oh, well, he lost one of the dollars. He had a hole in his pocket.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes, well, he's actually starting up an upstart company called $6 that's owned by Rock. That's owned by Rocky Johnson, Rock's father, who's
understood
getting into getting into some Hollywood activities now. So,
makes sense.
This is the Money in the Bank ladder match for a women's Becky Lynch match contract.
Perfect. Yep. Okay.
Here's the lineup. Natalya versus Dana Brooke versus Naomi versus Alexa Bliss versus Blaze Bailey versus Mandy Rose versus Ember Moon versus Carmella. Wow. That's a lot of people.
You know, I think that's great. And yeah, the fact that Blaze Bailey's in that is fantastic. He's going to have a good showing in that match.
It's his 25-year anniversary from when he joined Iron Maiden. And he's kicking it off with an appearance at Money in the Bank. Which is good.
What a way to celebrate.
And listen, it's Bailey. Obviously, I love Bailey. I'm not taking the piss out of Bailey. I just love Blaze Bailey. And I see that he spells his last name the same way that Bailey spells her, which is not with an I, but with a Y. B-A-Y-L-E-Y. How could you not see that and not think Blaze Bailey, Jack?
Can you imagine if Blaze Bailey actually would end up in this match?
How awesome would that be? Where it's like, Bailey's mad like Sasha and left the company, and they already advertised Bailey, so they're like, well, we got to get a Bailey. Oh, yeah. I'd like to try it. Well, go show, mate. Let me give me a try.
You get Jim Ross to say, you know, do the whole like fake diesel and fake razor thing, and then Blaze Bailey comes out.
That's a fake Bailey. It's a fake Bailey. Slapping dooby doo. Fake Bailey. Oh my God, sleeping abadoo.
Holy shit. JR's there?
No, man. It's just me. It's Chris.
Oh, okay.
And that wasn't Blaze Bailey earlier. That was just me too, imitating both of them.
Bloody hell, you're fucking great at this.
I got one good. Is there a good imitation that you do, Jack?
Well, I mean, no, not really. Okay. I don't think so.
Did you do like an Angus Young or anything? Or
I mean, he kind of got going. No, not, I mean, he just like he
quacks.
You know, I mean, like, he actually kind of does. If you listen to interviews, you know, he kind of goes. And, you know.
I said Angus Young, not Angus Duck. Did you not hear me?
Oh, no. In that case, no, I can't. No.
I got one imitation, Lars Ulrich.
You do you? Okay, yeah. Are you going to do it for the listener now?
So, Jack, what we got here is the fucking Money in the Bank ladder match for the women's Becky Lynch with Natalia versus Dana Brooke versus Naomi and Alexa Bliss, bunch of other great fucking people. This is going to be a really killer match, something we've never seen before. Really wacky and very very cool. Wanna? How's that?
Did you say Lana at the end?
No, Lana's not. I said Wanna. That's Lars's big catchphrase now. Wanna. Like, do you wanna? I don't know. I don't get it either, but wanna.
Were you wearing like a straw hat and have a big beard as you were saying that?
Please explain that statement, Jack.
Oh, okay. So, a few months ago, when we were in, where were we? Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah.
Yeah. So we did a, well, you performed. I was on stage watching to make sure you were
working
okay.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. I was working. Yeah. And we, you know, after the show, we went to see Metallica and, we saw Lars after the show and he was kind of wearing a, you know, casual wear. It was kind of like a straw hat and he had a really big beard. Didn't look like Lars. I mean, it was Lars. It didn't look like him that much, really.
I said to him, I said, how did the pioneer of modern heavy metal end up looking like Henry Fonda in On Golden Pond?
Which I don't get that reference, but it's true. He did look like that.
Henry Fonda's an old man in On Golden Pond with a straw hat, and he didn't have a big beard. But I will say this, after I insulted Lars backstage in his own, in his own show, he the next day shaved that beard, didn't he, Jack?
He did. That was so good.
And I haven't seen him wearing that straw hat either. It's like, f-ing Jericho called me Henry Fonda. I can't go around looking like this.
Oh, it was perfect. It was great. Times.
Okay, so we got the Money in the Bank ladder match here. There's a lot of fine contenders. Man, I mean, it's cool that they have a women's match every time when there's a men. You have the women's battle royal, men's battle royal at WrestleMania, and then, you know, the women's Hell in the Cell, men's Hell in the Cell. So the Money in the Bank, it's cool. I look at this list of contenders to see who's going to face either Becky Lynch or Lacey Evans for the Becky Lynch, whatever brand they're on.
Sure.
I'm going to go through each contender and I'll give you my thoughts on their chance of winning. Natalia, I don't think she's going to win. I think she's there to hold the match together. She's in the hell of a hand category at this point in time.
Yes.
Dana Brooke's been getting a little bit of love on social media. I don't think she's ready, but I think there's a slight dark horse chance. And I ain't talking about George Harrison for that one. What do you think?
No. Well, no, George is not in the match. I don't think... No, I know. Sorry to let you down.
Well, let me just say this. You know, George Harrison versus Blaze Bayley, that's a WrestleMania main event that I would pay to see. Just letting you know, keep that in mind.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm not sure how possible it would be to actually occur, but I mean, it would be great.
I'll tell you how. One answer. Hologram.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
There's a Dio hologram coming to Tampa, so there could be a George Harrison hologram versus Blaze Bayley. So
be difficult for Blaze to have, you know, really, you know, wrestle the hologram. But what an image it would be.
And then we got Naomi. Possibly, she's a good athlete. You know, I still don't think that's the right one. Alexa Bliss. We've heard some rumors about her her issues with health.
Yes.
Issues with the health board. Her kitchen is not clean, so the health people are after her for that, apparently.
They shut her down. Yeah, well, it's you know, she's just waiting for the right time to she has a pet pig, and I believe she's waiting for the right time to be able to butcher the pig and eat.
As listen, she better tighten up her sanitary area of her kitchen, or she ain't getting that pig butchery license. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right. I know. And it's going to be a dark day in the world of
piggery?
Butchery. Oh, okay.
Okay. Blaze Bayley. if we're talking about the real Bailey, I think there's an off chance that she could win. If you're talking about the real Blaze Bailey, probably not going to win. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think you might be right there. And at some point, you know, I don't know. I mean, again, maybe they did it tonight on SmackDown, but they need to make Bailey, instead of all, you know, the happy thumbs up hugging thing, they have to at some point make her a heel, and instead of the thumbs, it could be middle fingers. I think that'd be great.
What's your thoughts on the whole Sasha Banks situation?
I don't know. I don't know whether I personally don't really mind that much. I don't know. I just don't think. I think she was super popular at first, and then it kind of waned a bit, didn't it? So I'm not sure if she really has the clout to do that. Do you think she does? I don't know.
The problem with it is, and it's the same thing that happened to your doppelganger Neville, where you decide you don't want to do this anymore and you leave. Listen, if you want to retire, you can walk away anytime. Tell them to go F off and never see it again. If you want to continue wrestling, they hold the cards, because if you walk out on a contract, and let's say you have a year left on your contract, that doesn't mean that, like, you know, on May 13th, 2020, that you're free and clear. All that means is your contract expires, but they have the right to take that time that you left and add it on to the end of the contract.
That's right.
That's what happened to Neville. And that's what, you know, if Sasha doesn't work this out, and even if she does, let's say she has 3 months left of the contract. She comes back, you know, a month beforehand. They'll say, "Oh, great! In a month, your contract is out, but we're taking those 4 months that you sat at home and adding it onto the back end of your contract." So it's a tough situation. You know, I don't know exactly what the legal ramifications are, but I know as far as the way their contracts work, in my estimation, that it's not that simple to just walk away and go, "I'm not doing this anymore." And when my contract's up, I'm going to leave. I don't think it works that way.
Yeah. I don't think it's smart as well for, you know, I guess people close to the situation to be posting on social media and shit like that. I think that's really dumb as well.
Exactly. So, and then, you know, Mandy Rose or Axl Rose, Ember Moon or Keith Moon or Carmella or Carmine Appice.
Holy shit. What a triple threat. That'd be amazing. Great, yeah.
If Keith Moon was in this, I would lose it.
Keith Moon would be, I would picture Keith Moon to be a bit like a Terry Funk.
Good call. Absolutely. Can you imagine if Keith Moon was a wrestler? Oh, that'd be
Oh my God.
It'd be so great.
That'd be amazing.
How about this for a four-way? Blaze Bailey versus Axl Rose versus Keith Moon versus George Harrison. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Okay. That's money. Let's make it happen. We got to get some holograms. We got to do this.
Yeah, exactly. Who do you think is going to win this?
Off the top of my head, it's Alexa, really. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it could be Mandy Rose as well, because I guess she's been good lately. Oh, okay. Alexa just answered me. I didn't. Oh, yeah, because I said Alexa Bliss.
Alexa text you?
I wish.
Would you say she just answered you?
No, as in like the Amazon Alexa.
Oh, maybe that's just playing. Maybe that's just playing Flamingo.
Oh, actually, wait. I wonder if... Okay, let's test this out. Alexa, play Flamingo by Kero Kero Benito.
Flamingo by Kero Kero Benito from Spotify. How many friends do you have?
Oh, my God, it's working.
Before you make your skin turn pink. Eat too much.
Is that the same one?
Shrimps are pretty rich.
We'll find out now. That's incredible.
Well, it's not really. It's not even the same song. Is it?
It was the same song.
Hey, is there anybody still listening out there?
I'm gonna say no.
Oh my goodness. Here's what I say.
Oh. Akin Schliebenschlab in the cock and ball in.
There's a guy in this video who looks just like Burton Cummings from the Guess Who, by the way, the video is playing. Okay, so I'm going to say, I'm going to go outside the box, okay? If you're going to ask me who I think is the best contender, I'm going to say Bailey. If you ask me who I think is going to win, I'm going to go with Ember Moon. Right out of nowhere, give her a shot, see how she does. That's my opinion.
I would like to see that, yeah. Yeah. I think, okay. That was actually going to be, Alexa was my first pick, and Amber Moon was actually going to be my second one. But for some reason, I said Mandy Rose. I don't know why.
You know what? I would say Mandy Rose is a strong third contender, is what I'm thinking.
I don't know if you heard that. Sorry, Alexa was responding to me then. And it's every time I say it, it's like, stop talking.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Say.
I'm able to look up phone numbers.
All right, Alexa, can you hear me? Shut your ass up. Okay, let's go to the Money in the Bank ladder match for the men's world, Becky Lynch. And I believe these are combination of Raw and SmackDown performers, correct?
By the looks of things, yes.
So this one has Sami Zayn, Rick Hockett, Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, Ali, Finn Balor, Andrade, and Randy Orton. Let me just say, there's eight people in these matches. If you remember the original one that we talked about 4 hours ago, the first Money in the Bank match only had six people in it. So eight's a lot of people.
When did they change it from six to eight? I think
it's one of those things where they, once again, when Money in the Bank graduated to having its own pay-per-view, similar to Hell in a Cell, which I did not invent, by the way, I think they just wanted to get as many people as they could in there. And I think some of the later, I think the last Money in the Bank match I had seven people in it. But eight's a lot of people for a match like this.
Definitely.
But I've done it before. We had four-way tag team matches where you did tables, ladders, and chairs, a lot of stuff. So that's actually a hell of a list of contenders. If theoretically the winner would face Seth Rollins for the Universal Becky Lynch. But wow. I mean, Sami Zayn's getting a big push right now.
And thank God he is, because it's about time.
Drew McIntyre is a contender.
Oh,
I think Ali lost his chance when he got hurt. I think that's kind of that ship is coming on. Same with Finn Balor.
Oops.
Andrade. I'm gonna say, and then Randy Orton's the old stalwart. You know, I don't think he's gonna win. He's gonna be good in this, but I think to me, it's either between Sami Zayn or Drew McIntyre with a distant third for Rick Hockett.
Really, you think Ricochet is in with that much of a shot? I mean, don't get me wrong.
You got to give the guy a shot at some point. I mean, he lost to Baron Corbin, or maybe it's gonna be Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin, they're pushing the crap out of that guy. So
I know, and I really think they're doing it to spite the audience.
Well,
because
with the dwindling ratings they're getting, they're showing us. Boy, are they ever teaching us a lesson?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think it should be. I don't know. I think Andrade could be in with a shot. You know, that'd be great, because I think he's great. But yeah, I think Sami Zayn is my first pick with this one. I don't know about you. I think Sami Zayn could definitely win the shot for the Universal Becky Lynch.
Okay, and like I said, I mean, he's going with the tried and true heels and baby faces. I think Sami Zayn's got a shot. I think McIntyre has a shot, because I'm saying McIntyre would keep it for a year. But if you really want to build somebody, I think that, you know, Rick Hockett might be a guy that you give him the outside chance. But I don't think Vince believes in him yet. We haven't seen him do any promos. He's quite small compared to the other guys. So, you know, I think it's another example of a great, great performer that missed the boat in the WWE. Because of his size and his talking ability, even though his work rate is through the roof.
I mean, you know that he's gonna do some crazy stuff in this match. That's for sure. There's definitely gonna be some sort of crazy flippy stuff.
Yeah, his performance. Here's my prediction. Him and Ali will steal the show here.
That's a strong show.
They'll come up with some ridiculous high spots that blow people's minds.
Definitely.
Okay, so we both think that Zayn and McIntyre are the top two contenders, with Rick Hockett as a distant third. That's what I think. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Jack, but that's what I'm saying.
No, I do agree with you. Although I do think, as much as I want Rick Hockett to be the third in line,
it's Ricochet? That's how you pronounce it?
Well, I mean, I think so. I'm pretty sure it is.
See, this is what I told you before with the niece, that sometimes we pronounce names wrong here. I had no idea that I'm from Canada, And in Canada, we have the hard C, not the soft C.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason why I thought it was is because, you know, being English and we invented the language, I just think that, you know, I do have the strong. Sort of the...
That was stiff.
Yeah, I got the leg up there.
Yeah, you really laid down the law there. And I can't even...
Always.
I can't even deny that. So being an expert on the inventors of the English language, Mr. England... What's the proper pronunciation for that name?
I believe it's Ricochet.
Oh, okay. Throw a monkey wrench in there. Hello.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
No, that was an email coming through then.
I just got an email from WB Creative that says the proper pronunciation is... Acker Liebenstein is in Rickococket. Yeah, Rickocket with a hard emphasis on cock. Anyways, you have to be a longtime listener of Talk is Jericho to know what we're talking about. Go back and listen to the SummerSlam preview if you want to get hip to why Toto is playing. Final match, which is good because we've been going a long time here. People have lives. They don't have time to sit around and listen to our stupid yakking all day long. Or maybe they do. We'll find out when we get the numbers for this. For the single match for the WWE Universal Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins and AJ Styles are having a contest to face each other. Can I just say a little segue here, Jack, if you don't mind?
Please. I do like the segues that you provide.
Apparently, it's come out that Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch are a power couple. They're dating here.
Yes, that's right. So the fact that Seth Rollins will be defending his Universal Becky Lynch is actually, I guess, true to life.
The irony there, yeah. He's defending the Universal Becky Lynch on behalf of the Irish Becky Lynch.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Rollins versus AJ. It's going to be a hell of a match. I think these guys obviously probably. I would never say the two best because that's hard to say, but I'd say top two out of four or five best workers in the company, possibly even the best two, depending on what day it is. I'm expecting a lot from this match.
Is it the first time they've been together?
I think in this company, because they showed some video on Raw last night of them having an independent match like 15 years ago when they were on the independent scene.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I've worked both these guys, Jack. I don't know if you know this. I used to be, I used to wrestle in the WWE. Did you know that?
No. Really? Mm-hmm. When was this?
Pre-AEW, which we have our first match next Saturday, 1 week from today plus a day in Las Vegas, Nevada at the MGM Grand. Are you going to be there?
I might well be there.
Because your dad, Chris Slade, lives in Las Vegas.
He does indeed. Yeah. I might need to help him out with some... what were you saying?
Can you do a Chris Slade imitation? You said that you couldn't do any imitations. Can you do one of your dad?
I can try. I've shaved my head, so I'm halfway there. Hi, I'm Chris Slade. You might know me from being the drummer of Tom Jones... No, wait, Tom Jones was the last. No, Tom Jones. ACDC?
Hi, I'm Chris Slade. I was the drummer in ACDC, Manfred Mann, The Firm. Tom Jones. edit that in later.
Hi, I'm
Chris Slade here. Most people know me as the drummer of ACDC. But I've been a professional drummer for the last 50-odd years, working with such people as Jimmy Page, Paul Rogers, David Gilmour, Manfred Mann, Tom Jones, to go back a bit.
That's the best way. If you guys go to spiritofthedrum.com, and you should check it out because the jewelry is amazing, you'll see that there's a really great, obvious edit right before the Tom Jones, where he obviously forgot about Tom Jones. it's so great.
It's so great. But the jewelry is actually fantastic. That's not
not a joke. Spiritofthedrum.com. Jack and I are wearing some great pieces right now. I got a great Spirit of the Drum bracelet And I believe you have a Spirit of the Drum kind of a headpiece that you're wearing, like Scott Steiner or something along those lines? Or?
Yeah, well, I mean, the trouble is that if I wear – it's meant to be a pendant, but if I wear it around my neck, it's a bit too, like, baggy, so I got to wear it as a headpiece.
Or a belt. Oh, wait, don't say that. Or a belt from JCPenney's that holds up your pants. Two belts, I think is what they call you.
That's right, and because I need two belts.
To hold up your pants. Okay, so Rollins and Styles going to be a great contest. I think it's too early to take the title off Rollins, so I'm going to keep it on Rollins. But something's going to happen with AJ. Like, once again, Lashley's not on this show. There's a lot of people conspicuous from their absence here. So whoever AJ's next big opponent is going to be, and I believe AJ is on the SmackDown brand. No, is AJ on Raw or SmackDown? I don't know.
No, I think he's moved over to Raw now.
So whoever the top heel on Raw is, or the maybe, then again, Rollins versus Styles. Does Rollins win? And then, Sami Zayn cashes it in, wins the title. I mean, I always like that when you forget that we've had a Money in the Bank match that leads to somebody cashing in right away, right?
Yeah. I mean, they may even build it up for Leo Rush.
Who?
Yeah.
Boy, that was a good pull there. Here's what I'm gonna say. I'm Vince McMahon. I need people are on my case. Ratings are going down. We need a surprise. Here's what I'm gonna do. Sami Zayn wins the Money in the Bank ladder match. Rollins retains versus AJ. Sammy cashes in, beats Rollins, new world champion.
I don't hate that. I think that would be great.
What do you got to lose?
Yeah.
Right? Give it a try.
Yeah. I mean, if they can put the belt on bloody Jinder, then they can definitely put it on Sammy.
Great call. Mm. Do it now while he's hot. Make a statement. Listen, babyface champions are always better when they're chasing, always.
Yeah.
Listen, AJ and Seth is going to be great, but they're both good guys. So you're going to have this technical match, whatever. Of course, it would be dependent on that match going on last, but I would have no problems with the WWE Universal Becky Lynch going on last. It's supposed to be the biggest Becky Lynch in the company, so I think it's okay to do that. But let's see a cash in right when this is done. Huge heel turn. Bobby Lashley comes down and beats up Rollins for Zayn. Something. Let's bring back what's that big guy's name? The Truth Commission, Goulet the Giant, or whatever his name was. What's that guy's name? Kurgan.
Kurgan?
Wait. Well, he's French. He's from Montreal, so they could bring him in. I like when they changed his name to Goulet the Giant. That's what I want to see.
To be fair, though, that's a stronger name than Kurgan.
Sami Zayn with his heater, Goulet the Giant. I think that's the way
to
go.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man. So that's what I think is going to happen. That's my final prediction. And you?
I mean, yeah, I didn't even think. And again, like you say, you forget the Money in the Bank ladder match goes on. I completely forgot about the possibility of Sami being able to cash that in. If he wins, that is. We don't know if he is. And he may not because we predicted it.
Keep talking.
Yeah. I guess Seth needs to win it. AJ hasn't been too long on Raw. He doesn't really need the belt because he had the women's not the women's belt. He didn't have the women's belt at all. Although he has got long hair like a woman, but he didn't have the women's belt. He had the SmackDown. No, he had the WWE Becky Lynch Championship. So it was Seth needs to win it because it makes more sense. He didn't win it that long ago. And now, I think maybe if he does win, then maybe he could. I don't know. I don't know if Bobby Lashley would need to come down.
Well, I mean, I think that, like I said, I mean, I'm just going through scenarios where Sami Zayn can become the top heel. But let's make a stand. Let's do something completely outside of the box. Do something nobody expects. That's what I think WWE should do. That's my prediction, and that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, I agree. I think Seth will win. I would like Sammy to win the Money in a Bench. Money in the Bench.
The Money in the Bench match. This is another
Money in the Bench. Yeah,
this is a whole different thing where they have a whole pulley system up there, pulley and tape system, where they have an actual bench hanging from the ceiling. If you can open that bench like a church pew, then you can have the money that's in there.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, it's a fight to who can open the pew first.
This sounds like another playset. I'm going to take that idea to AEW for sure.
Well, now we know, the stipulation of the match in Vegas,
There you go. All right, so that's the Money in the Bank preview. Last question, Jack. What do you think is going to be the show-stealing match?
Show-stealing match? It could either be Joe and Mysterio. No, it could either be... Actually, no. The show-stealing match, I think, could be Rollins and AJ.
I'm going to say Rollins and AJ, but I'm going to go the show-stealing match would be the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. And the show stealer is going to be Rikokashaya. Rikokashaya. But I think it's going to be a hell of a show. And I think all of you should watch it this Sunday in Hartford, Connecticut, which is being a nice guy, even though I've been banned by the WWE. But let's be honest, save your money and watch Double or Nothing in Las Vegas the following Saturday instead.
Correct. May 25th. It's from Las Vegas, Nevada, and the MGM Grand. I am not appearing on the show, but Chris is.
But you will be appearing on Chris Jericho's Rockin' Wrestling Rager at C Part De.
Correct.
And explain
correct.
Once again what your role is on the cruise.
Yeah. So I'm the cruise, the official mascot for the cruise, and also the keeper of ice. Mm. So you may need some ice for...
You know I will.
I don't know. You know, yeah, it's going to be kind of warm.
Like during this podcast when I had to run and get ice, if we were doing this on the cruise, I wouldn't have to do that. You would do it.
Correct, exactly. Because you were never shown how to make ice before.
It's hard. I mean, what's the main ingredient in ice? I don't even know.
No, it's magic.
Magic ice. There you go.
Yeah.
Jack, always a pleasure, never a chore.
Beautiful.
Interested to see how we do on these predictions. And I will see you next month, provided that this episode does a good number, which we hope it will, because I'm really trying to extort that WWE name as much as I possibly can to get as much ratings as I can, considering that I'm not allowed to have any WWE talent on Talk Is Jericho ever again.
And if it bombs, it's been a pleasure. And go to my Pro Wrestling Tees store, please.
You still got that thing?
Oh, yeah.
Have you sold anything?
I mean, it's been a few months, but yeah.
All right, go to Jack Slade's Pro Wrestling Tees store and buy the Who the Fuck Is Jack Slade thing.
That's what loads up